Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 51 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees.
AD 8OD, NAWRO, you still out here? Nothing heard, NAWRO.
Are you on your new radio here?
Yes, sir, but I'm surprised. I didn't realize you do VHF as well. Uh-huh.
No, I got a VHF radio as well. I listen, so sounds good. I'm going to get my hands on Tom's and turn it down a bit. I was just looking, just up by the house to look and see where I had his set at. I think I have his set for automatic when the set is down a little. He over-modulates it, yeah, and I gotta help him there. You sound good to me. On both digital and analog.
Alrighty, so you're saying don't touch the mic gain anymore, just let it alone.
No, for here, this sounds like you and it sounds perfect. At least for mine. I don't have anybody else carrying on a conversation, but you sound good here.
Yeah, that's what everyone likes to hear. Appreciate it, Wally. Sounds good. And you start using this one for the Nets, then, I guess. NAWRO, I'm going to continue with the programming here.
Have fun. Carry on. I shall listen. WACD.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 66 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 64 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 60 degrees.
November 8, Lima, Juliet, November. Mobile monitoring.
Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly clear. 54 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 55 degrees.
NAWCB, NAWCB, this is K8YNU.
K8YNU, good evening, good late evening. This is NAWCB. Well, 60 more down, a little bit of overtime, but at least you're halfway through. How was things today?
It was busy. It was really busy today, but we managed through, and I am glad that it is over with.
Well, I'm glad that's the case. If it, you know, at least it's not 24, and at least you could get a little reprieve. But, well, like you say, you managed and you got by, and happy for that for you.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I appreciate the text earlier. Definitely appreciate that. And, hopefully you guys had a good day today.
We were thinking and praying for you today. Definitely thought it sent something across there. Hopefully. Glad it was an encouragement to you. We're doing pretty good here today. I was going to trim some shrubs, but I ended up having a tree limb fall or something. I don't know what happened, but thankfully it wasn't too big. I was able to break it up and get it cleaned up. So that was pretty much most of the work for today, but just kind of lounging around here this afternoon.
Well, at least it wasn't huge, and you were able to take care of it. But lounging around is not too bad. Good to have a restful day.
Yeah, I don't like to say. In fact, this is the second year in a row this has happened where we had those elm trees there, and I don't know if it was the breeze or something, but it broke and ended up by the fence, so I thought, well, we'll get it cleaned up. I'm kind of glad how it worked out, so yeah, we'll get the shrubs another time, and it worked out. But man, did a couple computer things, too. I had a little bit of trouble with the app yesterday for the radio, but come to find out it was the internet. Wow, updated the internet here, and it helped it out a lot. So happy in that regard, too.
All right, good. Good. Quick internet is always useful. We have Verizon, their internet service, and it's not too bad. It moves along pretty good. So I've kind of, they got like two channels, they divided off for like a guest, and you got guests and then the primary. And so I put some things on the guest one and then other things on the main one, and it kind of keeps it steady, and I don't have any issues.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering if you still had Verizon Internet and how that was working for you. So that kind of answers that question. I looked. In fact, I've looked for Verizon Internet here, and they don't offer it, at least in this part of Sterling Heights. So that's all right. WoW is pretty decent, and as long as it does the job, and, pretty reasonable. It's gone up some, but hey, it does the job. All good.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, I don't know. They've been trying to push it out. I know T-Mobile has the same type of internet. We've had them before, and they're not bad at all either. They range the same price. And, like $30, $39 or $40 a month high-speed internet. We've never had an issue with the internet. Runs pretty smooth. Even when we were with T-Mobile internet, it moved pretty quick.
Oh, okay. In fact, I look for T-Mobile down here too, and again, they don't offer it in this part of Sterling. I don't know what the deal is, but it's all right. I'm kind of hoping to bring the price down a little bit. We're paying up a little bit more than I want to. I guess as long as it does the job, it handles multiple devices, streaming. We're not real big into stuff, but it gets us by. Does what it's supposed to. That's all good.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, definitely. It just seems like things are kind of going up in price, and things are just going up and up, and it's nice to have something that's inexpensive and that works and does the job and does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, I agree with you on things going up. You know why? It's just out of control, this stuff. Looking and stuff, comparing what other people are paying, and it's like, I guess I'll just shut up and complain when I hear some of the stories that are out there. NKWCB.
KDYU. Yeah, that is for sure. I hear people say that they're paying this, that, the other thing, and it's like they have to have two jobs to afford their house, and they still don't have money to put food on the table. It's like, all right, I'll be thankful for what I have, and it might be small, but you know what? That's all right. We're all right.
I agree with you on that. I'm looking at food prices, and I'm like, yank strike, yank strike, I'm looking at how much our grocery bill has gone up, and I'm looking at the normal average, and I'm thinking, wow, I better not complain. And then I look at people's property taxes here at Sterling, and here's a couple what we're paying, and like I said, I guess I'm going to be thankful for what I have, and not complain. Go along with what the Bible says on it. Not complain, not murmur, or complain about stuff. That would like to have.
Yes, that is for sure. That is for sure, definitely. Nice God provides, and it's one of those things that you're thankful, and it's hard work, and thankful for what you got, and provisions, and like I said, it might be humble and might be small, but it's all right. It's a roof over the head. It's food on the table, so.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's the truth. Like you said, you pretty much said it right there. I'm happy, to have a roof over my head and have food on the table, and, it might not be the most, but it's there, and I'm thankful for it. I've got a warm bed to sleep in, and lock the doors, and everything's all set, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. Have you done any more on the DMR radio, or have you been able to get on the DMR part of it?
I worked with it about a day or so ago, in fact. I tried to reach out on the Oakland County DMR and tried to, this kind of state, in fact, but I did try Oakland County and I wasn't able to get in. It seems like conditions haven't been the best. It's been kind of breezy over here. I had a rough time getting in the Wayne County net the other night. So probably conditions. Like occasionally that's been happening here. And, you know, it'll pass, I guess. But yeah, I've been working with it and kind of studying it out a little bit more, the sites throughout the state and that. So it's been pretty neat setup.
Yeah, I heard you on the net on Wednesday, and they were able to get you checked in, but yeah, it's the atmosphere, which is kind of different, and I was on an HT last night because the neighbor needed to talk, and so I was trying to talk and check in and give what I needed to give, but the neighbor had other plans and wanted to chat, so sorry.
Yeah, that's important, and you know, elaborating more, but you know, it sounds like it just needs someone to listen, someone to encourage a little bit. And, talk to you, pray with, and that. So I'm glad you're able to do that. But sometimes that happens. So I can remember that back in the day. It seems like some of the inopportune times. But you know, those times I guess are important to people. So to listen to them. So I guess shows the passion. And glad you were able to do that. Certainly, my friend.
Yeah, for sure. And I told him, you know, anytime you need to talk, I'm here. I don't wanna go back on my word. I gave him my word, and so I think that was more important than just being there, you know, being there for him and talking. So it worked out. It was fine. And there's always next week's net. And, we'll go from there, but it sounded, at least from what I can hear, it sounded like a good net, so.
Yes, it was. It was a good net. Tom did a good job, and yeah, it was well-run net. A lot of check-ins, good topics for the night, good announcements there. Mike got you covered there on some of the announcements, so it worked out good. I enjoyed the net last night. Like you say, good to see people stepping up, and yeah, good discussion there. I enjoyed it.
Good, yeah. I heard we had a couple new check-ins, and I guess the results of the postcards and being sent out there by Tim and by John, and so that's good. It's good to see some fruits there of our labor, and keep plugging along, and you know, hopefully make it enjoyable and make it fun, and get that ham radio fired back up again.
NAWCD. Yes, I agree. I like to say it, but I mean, kind of keeping track of the, you know, the app and, you know, noticing that. I think that's great, just sending out those postcards to new hams, and I think it's a good way of following up, and good, again, as I noticed the comments, you know, they were saying, the welcome to the net, and just a lot of good stuff, just want to be welcoming, and, just as I say, hey, we're out here, you know, this is an avenue, it's, if you're willing, you know, wanting to join, you know, if you're here, we're willing to train you and work with you and help us out as well.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's good. I'm happy for it, and you know, build some excitement, build some fun, and while you know, getting down to the serious part of things. So there's a lot of good stuff going on. Well, Dan, I'm home, so I'm gonna head in here and catch some dinner and head off to bed. I've got to get up tomorrow and do this all over again. So, but I appreciate you staying up and your willingness to converse on the way home. And hopefully you guys have a good night tonight.
Yes, indeed. Glad to talk with you. And thanks for the ride along home tonight. Enjoyed the conversation. But I won't keep you. I'll let you get off inside, get something to eat real quick, and get off to bed. Like I say, it comes early tomorrow. We'll certainly be seeing you and making a train for you. So tell everyone hello, and 73 is an 88 to you. Get some rest tonight. NAWPD is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to Mom, K8YNU, clear.
Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 52 degrees.